It's time for another of our academic all-star interviews on regional radio as we visit in with the valedictorians and salutatorians of our area high schools. And today it's our pleasure to visit with Michael McNamara. He is the valedictorian this year for Farmington High School. And Michael, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks, Mr. Toady.
It's a big honor, isn't it? And you worked hard for it.
Yes, I have worked very hard.
Did it come right down to the end?
No. Dr. Hostetler said I could screw up in a majority of my classes and still probably make it in the top.
You did that good, huh?
Apparently so.
Well, let's talk about the past 4 years at Farmington High School. Have they been fun ones for you?
Yeah, they've been pretty fun.
What have you most enjoyed about it?
I don't know. There's some, well, I enjoy learning, but there are also some extracurriculars that I've enjoyed doing, like I really enjoyed doing band, and I really enjoyed doing Theater Guild and Scholar Bowl.
Did you have a favorite of those three?
I don't know. Band is fun, but I get to exercise my intelligence more in Scholar Bowl.
What instrument did you play?
I played the French horn in regular band and the trumpet in jazz band.
Which was harder to learn of the two?
The French horn's a little harder to control, but after a while I'm more used to it than the trumpet.
And then when you talk about Scholar Bowl, it's one thing to know the answers, but to have to know the answers and say them within, what, just a few seconds? That's tough.
Yes, it really requires quick thinking.
Tell us about a favorite teacher you have at Farmington that's really been a big help to you.
So many. There was this teacher in middle school I had for the gifted program that was really encouraging. She really kindled a love of learning within me, and her name was Ms. Zertan.
Mm-hmm. Nancy Zertan, as a matter of fact. So she helped you out a lot?
Yeah. And in high school, her role was sort of taken over by social studies teacher Dr. Reeves.
So you had some people you could go to when there was a time of trouble.
Yeah. But there are other teachers that I've liked there, too, like Miss Mays Nielsen and Miss Bales and Miss Warren and Mrs. Hook and Mr. Nays for band, and Mr. Carth for band this year.
Now, what about your parents? Who are your folks?
Yes, they're pretty good. They're good parents.
What are their names?
Oh, they're Brian and Ann McNamara.
How have they supported you?
Oh, they've supported me very much. They really are a motivator when I'm sort of overburdened and I don't really want to do more work, but they keep, like, pushing me to always strive for better.
Well, and it has paid off in a lot of different ways. You have been recognized as a 100 scholar. Tell us about that honor.
Well, there's this organization, the Missouri Principals Association, people who they believe are the 100 best in the state. But you don't just have to have a good GPA in order to get this recognition. But you also have to be involved in extracurriculars and taking certain classes. You have to have taken a foreign language class for one. But yeah, it's a very high honor. I and Nick Casamatis were the two picked from our school this year.
Congratulations on that. And it'll pay off because you've got big plans for college, don't you?
Yes, I am. At about August or September, I'm headed to Yale University.
What made you decide on Yale?
Well, my brother goes there, and he's given a good review of the place, so there's one thing. But it's also a very well-known and prestigious school, and it has a lot of good faculty and resources at its disposal that allow for me to have a really good education there.
Did you have other options available to you?
Well, yes. I definitely had other options, but I only applied there and the University of Alabama because I applied to Yale early admission, and I was thinking, oh, I can just do the rest of my college applications during Christmas break. And then a couple of days before Christmas break, I got the notification that I was accepted to Yale, and I was just thinking,
why go anywhere else, right?
Yeah, it's a good school. I don't really feel like doing any more applications.
What are you going to study there?
Engineering, but I'm not quite sure which discipline yet.
Do you have an idea of where you'd like to be once all your schooling is done and what you'd want to have a career in?
Well, like I said, engineering, but I think after I'm done with undergrad at Yale, I think I want to pursue a master's in engineering, but I'm not really sure where I'll go after that.
Do you want to settle back down in this area or see the world a little bit?
I don't know. I'd like to see the world, but this place is also very friendly.
So you wouldn't mind coming back here to live, right?
No, not particularly.
Well, congratulations, Michael McNamara, on being the valedictorian at Farmington High School. It's a big honor, and we wish you best of luck down the road.
Well, thank you, Mr. Toey.
All right, very good. Michael McNamara, our guest today on the radio, the valedictorian at Farmington High School this year. He's a part of our academic all-star interviews here on Regional Radio.